Jay.
KO4CM, I didn't catch that. I was fighting traffic.
This is N2SWJ. Good morning. This is Scott.
Hi, how you doing?
Just working away, you know, working at the salt mines, trying to make the man a buck.
I'm on my way to work myself.
WTUJKT Mobile.
And 2SWJ.
KO4CF.
Eagle Day.
Not in Hendo.
I'm glad I waited until the. I got home yesterday. I could have thought I'd find it cheaper in South Carolina. Nope. It is cheaper in North Carolina.
I'm in Shelby on my way out this morning, but I'm going to take my truck over there after work today and just top it off.
Club in Hendersonville. It's 329. What's the rise in fuel price? You be getting fuel from Venezuela now?
And we took over their country was to get fuel from Venezuela.
Tankers full, free. Yeah, but I heard oil futures of the barrels are going to go up to 100 or a little over $100 a barrel. Five right now, somewhere in that area.
So I'll go something like, it's just a excuse, I tell you guys. It's a bit before your time, Eric, maybe yours too. I tell you guys, I can't remember how it goes now. This flew out of my mind.
Down here at the GG. 126 headed towards Columbia before I get to 85. Gasoline was $2.99.
Just a kilowatt hour for me. He beats now too, Andrew.
Up last month, I drove a little over 1,000 miles, and I paid $40-something in energy costs with the Duke Energy.
And I don't keep great records. I mean, my charging station at home keeps track of the cost, but I don't factor in what I get for free at the office, so I'm probably half and half paying at home and getting charged for free at the office, so... I don't know. If I average that out 6 cents a kilowatt hour, I'm probably getting, you know, about twice what you're getting, I guess. 4,000 miles, maybe.
For free, yeah, no doubt. Because mine's all at home. And Duke Energy rates are right at, 14 cents a kilowatt hour? I think it is 14.9. So somewhere in that area. Rate then, because it might not be. So I know they were talking about going up, so I factored the March pricing.
10.8 is just a base rate. It doesn't include any of the junk fees they throw on the bill.
I'm driving an EV right now. I hate to say that, but it is nice.
Maybe it can come again.
We've got a new model coming out, the iX3. They haven't even started producing them yet, and they already have... I don't remember, it was like 50,000 orders or something. It's enough to last them in the next year once they start producing all the way to like June, last I heard. So, you know, we usually start building them around August, September time frame. And then October, we start ramping up production for customers. And then you turn around and I think they're supposed to slated to be able to continue to build them halfway through next year with all the pre-orders they've got for people that have ordered one without even test driving the car.
5 model?
So most of our X's tend to have an all-wheel drive system of some sort, but I don't know. I haven't looked into it enough. I do know it's got like a 400 mile range, 500 if you basically turn everything off. Go downhill. I think they did a test in Germany and went 500 miles, but I think the average range is supposed to be around 400 or something.
One of those, geez.
You can call her. You can go on the website and look at it. They've got pictures of the interior and everything already, and you know what the outside looks like.
KO4HX.
KNTJ-KT.
Good morning, Patrick. N2SWJ.
Good morning, Patrick. KN4GFW.
W04CN. A new car, is that what I heard?
Somebody talks about EV sales slumping, and I just thought it was weird because our newest model that's not out yet, we're not building it, they're building another plant. They've already sold enough to last through, I think it's roughly June of next year once they start building them.
Just build something that people want.
After, you know, it's a little smaller SUV, the X3 size, which is kind of the middle of the road for us, and it gets 400 plus miles. I think that appeals to people. Graham, I'd definitely consider it.
Cross country on a family trip.
I really don't, you start getting around the 20-30% battery, it starts getting a little, you know, nervous, even though I'm in town. I still go ahead and plug mine up and keep bumping back up to 80%.
Sure, you'll get over that. Still, though, I remember when I first got this thing, I was terrified to bring it down below, like, 100 miles of range, because I always thought that the battery would just, like, up and die. But, you know, I routinely take it down to, you know, 10% now if I'm, you know, stretching it, and I don't worry about it.
Going someplace you haven't never been before, you really can't do that.
And there's a PlugShare app that has, you know, maps location of all the charging stations, and it'll do your trip planning for you, too, and tell you where you have to stop and how much you have to charge in each place and how long it'll take. And, yeah, it's really, really well supported. So I've never had issues on long trips finding a charging station or, you know, even, you know, just, you know, running it down to 20 miles because, I know that charging station is there.
You got the PlugShare app. The BMW software, it's neat. It's got that. I would assume a lot of manufacturers do where it'll look up the chargers that are on your route and tell you what percentage. You can actually tell it, like, where you want to try to arrive at a charger with what percentage, and it'll plan your route based on that.
What the charging rate is on that new model? Will it charge at 350, or is it a lower rate?
I don't know on the new iX3. I'd have to look at it and find out. I'm pretty sure it comes with the new, I know it's got the new charging port, because they started putting those in the 2026 models. Which is the Tesla adapter, and but I don't know. I haven't looked at it that close to see what the charging rate is. If you go on the BMW website, it may give it to you.
What's holding me back from the Kia that I like is that it only charges at 200 kilowatts. So I'm hoping that they'll refresh the model next year or something and up it to 350.
Bigger batteries, you need to be able to take on more power faster.
Got a 100 kilowatt hour battery in it, so at 200 kilowatts, you're looking at more than half an hour from zero anyway to 100. But, you know, maybe half an hour from 20 to 80, but that's still a long time to stop.
Yeah, I think that's what holds people like Kim back.
And C9V. Morning, Patrick.
Yeah, I'm not ready to jump over to full EV either, so it's going to be a while.
Subject, but I just had an interesting event at the Bojangles on 290. Ordered automatically with AI at a drive-thru. You don't talk to a person anymore. You talk to AI.
Right.
Young people to get up early enough to work.
That's it, so it ain't gonna change. All right, gentlemen, I'm getting off my A's. It's almost like 7-3. Y'all have a good day. Be safe, and hopefully we'll holler at you in the morning. KO4CF, and I'll be clear in y'all's final.
Have a great day. KO4HK.
Good day. Be safe. W2JKT.
7-3, Andrew. KN4KFW.
KN2SWJ.
Andrew, have a great day. And C9B. Any questions? Yeah, he got my order right and didn't ask me. I can't hear you over your diesel engine.
About my truck, I always have to shut it down when I go to a drive-thru because it's so damn loud.
The key in the ignition switch, getting ready to turn it off, and didn't recognize it, no problem. Got the order right.
Is the OR on the screen correct?
I said yes. Did it say okay? We'll see at the drive-thru.
Your order is $7.07.
I ordered wrong the other day, and she was standing right beside me. Two items, and then she only charged me for one item, and then so I got all the way home, and it's like, well, then.
One Chick-fil-A that really did me wrong, and that was the one down in Anderson on 28, constantly giving me sweet tea when I ordered unsweet tea, like every single time. So I quit going there years ago because they couldn't get it right. But every other Chick-fil-A I've ever been to has been perfect.
You were ordering it, Derek, sweetie.
Maybe it's the way you ordered it. She thought you called her sweetie.
They're so accustomed to people ordering sweet tea that you say unsweet and it just goes in one ear and out the other.
There's supposed to be an eclipse this morning at 6.
Blood moon or something like that, wouldn't it? Do you have, by chance, have a chance to look into that battery?
I turned up absolutely nothing. My engineering manager in China is back from their New Year holiday. I was going to ask him if he knew that company and if he might be able to grab one and just packet it over to me or something. But yeah, I didn't turn up anything.
What? See if he can get two of them. I need two of them.
If it comes to worse, I could just make you an external battery for it that you can plug into its USB-C or something.
I appreciate that. Thanks for the effort.
That's pretty easy. So just a small pack that you can just Velcro onto the back of it or something like that and just plug it in. That might be the thing to do if we can't get the replacement. The pack is a combination of the cell and a proprietary BMS, so... I'm not sure, what language it speaks to the unit, it looked like it wasn't as simple as just finding the pouch.
That's my look.
Cool.
No scanner.
PRS beacon keeps going off for some stupid reason.
The last generation Matco scanner.
The three guys, I'm here at work. Have a great day, good talking to y'all, and enjoy NC9B.
Have a great day, be safe out there, and don't work too hard.
Have a great day, drive safe out there, it's the WTJKT.
73 Leon, have a safe one. KN4 KFW.
Have a great day, N2 SWJ.